My guest today will be Fred A. Ruff, the president of the Colt Patent Firearms Company. We'll begin our conversation with Mr. Ruff just as soon as we have this important message.
Mr. Ruff, I've always wondered about people who are connected with a firearms company. Does this interest come from a hunting interest? Do you like to hunt?
Well, I like to hunt, but that isn't the only interest. I was raised in a law enforcement family, and consequently, I learned to use and love firearms at a very early age. Not only handguns, but long guns. I was hunting from the time I was 10 years old and loving every bit of it. And consequently, when the opportunity came to go to Colt and where I'd have a vocation that would support an avocation, it was just a wonderful opportunity.
What guns do people use most in hunting? Maybe the small game and large game?
Well, it will vary in some states. For example, your small game in the United States is primarily shot with a shotgun, and your deer and big game with a rifle. Now, there are some states, however, that will not let you use a high-power rifle, so they have to use deer slugs in a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone on any kind of a safari?
Not the kind to which you refer, Jackie. I've had the opportunity to several times in the last few years, but business wouldn't permit it. Mine has been limited to our particular hemisphere.
What is the largest animal that you've had the opportunity of hunting and shooting, actually?
Oh, brown bear and deer.
Mm-hmm. What is the most difficult animal to hunt?
Quail, frankly, is the toughest thing for me to shoot, because they're so close to the coloring of the underbrush, and they get up so fast and move so fast that you really have to be on the ball to get them.
Does a person have to be, I would imagine, an expert to really come bring the quail down?
Well, not to really bring them down, but to bring them down without too many shots.
I see. Mr. Roth, do you think that because of the accidents, some accidents we're having, that a hunter should have to pass a test before he's allowed to go out?
Well, let's say that not necessarily pass a test, but should be properly instructed. Because, Jackie, in my opinion, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Improperly trained, careless, poorly educated people. And, Jackie, I'd like to urge all of our listeners to handle every firearm they own or come in contact with, so their licenses will expire before they do.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fred Ruff, the president of the Colt Patent Firearms Company, I want to say it's been most interesting, but just so happens our time is running out, but I've enjoyed it. I'm sure that our audience has also.
Thank you for having me, Jackie.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.